Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Animalia Stupendium. My name is Argo Mandanese, wizard to the sleeping queen of the Four Crowns and the Council of Regents, ice wand innovator and tireless creature chronicler. However, these days, mere monsters hold no mystery for me. Dragons are drab. Unicorns are underwhelming. Instead, I turn my attention once more to the strange fauna of a land called Earth. Travel with me, gentle reader, as we consider the common kingfisher.
Common name, Eurasian kingfisher. Common kingfisher, or river kingfisher. Scientific classification, Alcedo apis. Frequency and range, Europe, Northern Africa, Central and Southern Asia. Size, up to 6 inches or 15 centimeters long. Diet, small fish along with some aquatic insects. Treasure hoard, bone-littered burrows and eggs. Challenge rating, 1.
Some 92 kingfisher species populate the Earth and are found on every continent except for Antarctica. Of these, a good half prey upon lizards and other small land animals, and their kin, the bee-eaters, as their name suggests, snatch bees and wasps right out of the air, then smack them against a branch to dislodge the venom before gobbling them down. But I digress. A good half of known kingfisher species do what they're most famous for, and that is catch and eat fish. Such is the case of the European kingfisher, a beautiful bird with an almost comically large head, long bill, short legs, and a stubby tail. Its plumage is absolutely resplendent. An orange belly the color of a brilliant sunset, and turquoise wings and head, such a splendid little avian gem. You will find it not in treasure chests, but on branches overhanging clear, slow-moving streams and rivers. Their vision is superb, highly adapted to watch for fish under the surface of the water, adjusting for refraction and making out prey a good 100 yards or 90 meters away. Perception check! Success! The kingfisher dives into the water, snatches its prey in its beak, and then flies back to its perch, where it stuns the fish against a branch before swallowing it head first. Bludgeoning damage. Now it's easy to dismiss this hunting spectacle, at least until you try to do it for yourself. No, I don't refer to any of my polymorph duels with various witches, but rather to the kingfisher's place in the human science of biomimicry. This is, of course, the discipline of solving complex human problems by looking at the way nature has solved similar problems over the course of evolutionary time. The human design problem here has nothing to do with catching fish or diving into the water, but rather with maximizing the design of Japanese bullet trains. See, early in their use, the high-speed trains generated a pressure boom when exiting tunnels due to built-up and compressed air at the front of the speeding train, an effect that also served to slow the trains down. At least this was the case until engineers studied the head and beak structure of the common kingfisher, which in turn has evolved for maximal streamlined entry into the water. The scientists were able to apply these design principles to the front of the train, and presto, no more boom. Finally, I would like to mention the lair or burrow of the common kingfisher. It is assumed that this species does not collect and use nesting materials, but rather digs nest burrows in the banks of streams or rivers, the entryway sloping to prevent rain and floodwaters from flowing into it. And here, inside, certainly you may find the birds and their eggs, but you will also find a great midden of fish bones. See, the common kingfisher will frequently cough up indigestible bits of bone and scale which accumulate in the burrow. Other varieties of fish-eating kingfisher, however, may make more active use of the bones in their burrow construction. Ah, we could go on and on about the kingfishers of the world and their relatives, but for now, I must retire my wizard's quill and allow my familiars some respite. But I shall return with even more wonders of the natural world.
Hi, this is Robert Lamb. Thanks to the wizard Argo Mandanese once more for joining us in this episode. Sources for this one included David Burney's Kingfisher Animal Encyclopedia, 2022, SanDiegoZoo.org, BBC's How a Kingfisher Helped Reshape Japan's Bullet Train, a video produced by Jennifer Green and Anna Doble and animated by Jules Bartle, 2019, and Sori V.S. Saramagiri's Biomedics, Applications in Structural Design, published in the International Journal of Innovative Research in Science, Engineering, and Technology, 2021. Thanks, as always, to the excellent J.J. Posway for producing this episode. If you wish to contact Argo Mandanese with recommendations for future episodes, you can send an email to contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.